Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 69 on Wednesday, June 10th. This week we've been observing Jesus as a model, as the paver of the race that we are all called to run in this life of faith, through hard and good times. When it comes to perseverance and endurance, there are things that not only we should look at in what Jesus did and modeled, but there are also things that he tells us we can actively ask and pursue to run this race of faith well. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hi everyone and welcome. It's Kathy B. here, and I'm honored that you're joining us again for another episode of Common Prayer. And this week we're focusing our attention on the themes of perseverance and endurance from Hebrews 12, 2 Peter 1, and James 1. And I'd like to start off today with a quote I came across from a friend who, along with me, and I know many of you, are on this intentional journey to respond well and to be part of the solution with this moment in our history where we're facing a double pandemic of COVID-19 and racial injustice. And here's the quote. It says, "The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips, walk out the door, and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable." And a former priest and author by the name of Brennan Manning said that. Let me read it for you one more time. "The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips, walk out the door, and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable." I still hope that many of you are still feeling some holy discomfort, and that you've been listening and learning during this season of protest over racial injustice in our country. And I hope, frankly, that your heart is breaking and that you've been praying about your attitude and the actions God might want you to take as part of his church, who is the hope of the world. Today, we take a turn from Hebrews 12 to 2 Peter 1, and it was written right before the Apostle Peter was martyred by the corrupt and evil leader and emperor Nero. There was this atmosphere during the time of strife and dissension, and Peter wrote to encourage followers of Jesus to stand firm and to pursue spiritual maturity. And he wrote so that they would not give up on growing in their faith. If you claim to be a Christian, and if you really believe what you say you believe, then you will live, and you must live like it. "It will be seen in your character," says Peter. "Make no mistake, the world is watching." And in the very few first verses in 2 Peter, we read, "God has graciously made us partakers of his nature and has granted to us everything that we need for life and godliness through his precious and magnificent promises." And then we get into our few verses for today, which are from 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. And here's what it says. "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. Our faith is intended and has always been intended to be active. It's not a spectator sport. It's something that must be built upon daily and complemented with maturity. And somehow these verses make me think about or imagine building with Legos. Maybe you have done that before. And the idea here, or the main thrust, is in making every effort to add or to supply. And I read that the word supply is this very interesting Greek word from which we get our words chorus and choreography. And it referred to a wealthy person who would give everything necessary to put on a stage play or a musical performance. And it required giving lavishly because donors didn't want people thinking that they had been stingy in supplying the chorus. So putting it all together, Peter is saying, make every effort to eagerly and lavishly supply these qualities on the foundation of your faith in Christ. Are you with me? So what I want to do today is to briefly define each quality or virtue that I just read about, and I want you to listen carefully and introspectively and ask the Holy Spirit to show you where He wants to shine a light in your life on an area that needs growth right now, and then hold on to that. Let me define them for you now. Faith is the starting point. It's the firm foundation of it all. Faith is to be firmly persuaded. It's a conviction based upon hearing, the object of which is Christ. Goodness is kindness of heart. Goodness in action. Expressing itself in grace, tenderness, and compassion, moral excellence, and truly good character. Knowledge is primarily a seeking to recognize and understand. It's an experiential knowledge that's being talked about here, and practical wisdom. And then self-control is the ability to get a grip on oneself, as one person put it. It's self-restraint. It's having mastery of oneself and holding our passions and desires in hand, having passionate patience. Perseverance is endurance. It's a continuing commitment in the face of difficulty, and even when we're feeling depleted, a continuing commitment in the face of difficulty. Godliness is a very practical awareness of God in every aspect of life. A practical awareness of God in every aspect of life. Mutual affection, love this one, or brotherly affection. It's the feeling of kindness or mutual understanding and care that should exist among family members. It applies to how we ought to treat every human being. And lastly, love, the Greek word agape, which is self-sacrificing commitment to seek the highest good of the one loved. The highest good of the one loved. So now let's take some time to reflect. And as we do every day, I invite you to get comfortable, to take a few deep breaths, to to center yourself and direct your attention to asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you now in this moment in time. What quality do you need to allow the Holy Spirit's power to affect in your Christian lifestyle? What quality do you need to allow the Holy Spirit's power to affect your Christian lifestyle? Is it faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, or love? I think it'd be great if you just picked one. And with that one in your mind, how might he be inviting you to express that with others right now, in this moment in time? How might he be inviting you to express that character quality with others right now, in this moment in time? Remember, our faith was never intended just to be passive, but to be active. Is he inviting you to express it in your kindness? In expressing a willingness to better understand someone in need who might be different than you? Is it to express you having a grip on yourself and your passions? Is it in expressing endurance and just not giving up in the face of difficulty right now? Maybe in a relationship or just in the reality of all that's going on right now? Is it expressing that you're growing in your awareness that God, though it might not seem like it right now, is in everything going on? Or is it in expressing mutual understanding and care and climbing into someone else's shoes? Or is it in expressing God's agape love, which seeks the highest good of another? With the Holy Spirit's help, will you commit to expressing that virtue with all of God's power in and behind you this week? Will you talk to him about that right now and express that to him? And let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, would you help us to welcome you in partnering with us and empowering us to make every effort to eagerly and lavishly supply these qualities on the foundation of our faith in the Lord Jesus, that we might be difference makers in the world. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.